Redemption at sundown, redemption at sundown, Cale Varn stepped off the dusty road onto worn stone as the last light of day spilled across the crumbling temple grounds. The air reeked of smoke and damp earth. He'd received his latest message in a folded parchment sealed with a single black rose, a plea from the Knight Marshal of Everia for a discreet correction. Cale's gaze roved over the weathered statues of ancient warriors, their faces expressionless under dusty stone. Silence held its own significance in the order. Even whispers were weighed and measured before spoken aloud. Cale's presence stirred a hidden breeze that carried the faint scent of sandalwood incense into his nostrils. Beyond the temple's central pillars, a hooded figure stood at attention. "You're late, Cale Varn," their voice barely above a whisper. The hilt of a dagger peeked from beneath their cloak. "A privilege to be invited, Night Curator," Cale replied, a gesture acknowledging the title, not an insult. "I'll show you the petition," they said, leading him into a narrow corridor. The air inside was thick with the scent of old parchment and dust. Flickering candelabras cast eerie shadows on walls as they walked. At each door, Night Curator halted to listen for footsteps, whispers, or the gentle creaking of wooden floorboards under shifting weight. Cale followed, a silent shadow tracking their every move. Beyond a final door, a figure sat huddled in the corner, face down on a bench. The Knight Marshal's petition lay on a small, rickety table between them. Night Curator approached slowly, hand on the hilt of their dagger. The huddled figure looked up, eyes red-rimmed, and spoke in a barely audible whisper, "For forgive me." Night Curator hesitated before continuing, as if granting permission for Cale to witness this moment. "This is a woman from Melos Dra household," Night Curator said. "She killed a member of her own household. There's no clear motive, only that she remembers nothing but the darkness." Cale's eyes narrowed as he approached the table, their gaze drawn to the petition. A few lines were crossed out, rewritten in hasty script, "Atonement." Night Curator handed him a small vial of dust. "The Queen's own curators prepared this. This will allow you to see what truly happened." Cale hesitated for a moment before uncorking the vial, allowing its contents to seep across his fingertips. A sudden weight settled in his eyes, making each detail feel heavy with foreboding. A low murmur began as the vision took hold, dark corridors of Melos Dra Manor House, muffled sounds of screams and scuffling footsteps, the flash of a knife against skin. Cale felt the coolness of a blade on his palm as he watched himself enter, unseen by others, yet present in every moment. His vision blurred at the instant the killer spoke her name, Aria. The memory lapsed into darkness. As the dust's influence receded, Cale blinked away the haze, eyes focusing on the huddled figure. "Who is Aria?" he asked, his voice firm but not unkind. The woman's gaze broke, and she shook her head, eyes streaming with fresh tears. Cale approached her slowly, recognizing a faint connection to his own past, his sister, who walked into shadows for crimes she'd never confessed. In this moment, Cale understood Aria's plea. It wasn't justice or redemption he was being asked to bring, it was peace. He reached out and gently took the petition from Night Curator, a deliberate move in a world that valued precision over grand gestures. "The ashen roads are not for the guilty," he said softly, folding the parchment into thirds. "But if you wish to make amends, there's a path." Aria's eyes met his, understanding flickering within them like candlelight in darkness. Night Curator watched with an unreadable expression as Cale took a small pouch from his belt, holding out two silver coins and a folded note addressed to the woman. "This is for information about what happened," he said, not asking if she'd accept it. "Find the Ashen Roads. Redemption at sundown is what we're promised. Perhaps in time, your name will be among those freed from their shadows." With that, Cale Varn departed the temple grounds into the darkening landscape, carrying with him a weight he'd accepted long ago, that sometimes the best correction isn't justice, but forgiveness, that true balance is found not in punishment, but in understanding. The darkness swallowed him whole as he stepped off the temple grounds, the faint scent of incense lingering on his skin. He navigated through alleys narrow enough for a single man to pass, the buildings looming above like sentinels. Every step echoed in the stillness, punctuated by the distant sound of a lone bell tolling in the city's central square. As he walked, Kale's thoughts turned to Aria and the plea for forgiveness that had been embedded within her eyes. He recalled his own sister, Ilara, who'd vanished into the shadows for crimes she refused to speak of, leaving behind only memories of what might have been. The pain of those memories still lingered, a constant reminder of the costs of keeping secrets. His fingers absently brushed against the worn leather pouch at his belt, where he'd hidden the small note and coins. A hooded figure stepped out of an alleyway ahead, eyes locked onto Kale with an unblinking gaze. He slowed his pace, recognizing Night Curator Elwes, their face now shrouded in darkness. "Walk with me," they said, beckoning him into a nearby courtyard. The sound of running water and the faint scent of flowers greeted them as they walked towards a small fountain. "You know the petition was not the whole story," Elwes said, their voice barely above a whisper, as they sat on a stone bench overlooking the fountain's central pool. "Melostra herself has requested your assistance. She claims Aria is merely the tip of an iceberg. There are more victims yet to be found." The moon began its ascent in the night sky, casting a silver glow across the courtyard. Kale's eyes narrowed, weighing the implications. "If Melostra believes there are more, I need names," he said, his voice firm but not unyielding. Elwes handed him a small, intricately carved box adorned with the emblem of Melostra household. The wood felt smooth beneath his fingers as he opened it, revealing a collection of silver tokens. "These are taken from each victim," Elwes explained, their words measured. "Each token bears a symbol related to their final moments. They may hold some clue as to what occurred." Kale recognized the tokens as the work of the Order's artisans, imbued with subtle magic that would reveal more upon close inspection. As he took the box, his thoughts turned back to Aria and her plea for forgiveness. He recalled the petition, where Melostra had underlined atonement in hasty script, a clear indication she sought absolution rather than retribution. But what if there was more to it? What secrets lay hidden beneath the surface of Melostra household that required his attention? Kale's eyes roamed over the tokens, each one etched with a different symbol, a crescent moon, an hourglass, a pair of crossed knives. He recognized the marks as belonging to various families within Melostra household, their associations lingering in his mind like embers. As he stood up, Elwes followed suit, their movements economical and precise. "I'll need time to examine each token," Kale said, tucking the box into his belt pouch. The night air carried the sweet scent of blooming flowers from a nearby garden, a stark contrast to the darkness within Melostra household. "Melostra should know I'm willing to help, but I'll not be rushed." Elwes nodded in understanding, their face still shrouded in shadows. With a final nod, they parted ways, Kale making his way back into the city's winding alleys. The tokens weighed heavily on his mind as he navigated through the darkening streets, his thoughts consumed by the secrets hidden within each symbol. Every step echoed through the silence, punctuated by the distant tolling of a bell in the central square. The moon continued its ascent, casting an ethereal glow over the city's rooftops. As he walked, the memories of Ilara and Aria intertwined with the tokens in his mind, both seeking absolution for crimes committed in darkness. Kale recalled the weight of his sister's silence, the void left by her departure into the shadows. The ache within him deepened as he pondered Melostra's plea for his help, a question forming: was she truly seeking redemption or merely using him to conceal her own guilt? He quickened his pace, the tokens feeling like weights pulling him deeper into the heart of the city. Kale arrived at the city's central square just as the last bell tolled, its sound echoing off the buildings. The air grew quiet once more, save for the distant hum of evening life from nearby taverns and inns. He made his way to a nearby taproom, one that catered to those who walked the ashen roads. The fire pit's flames cast flickering shadows on the walls as he entered, the patrons' faces illuminated only by the warm glow. A hooded figure sat in the corner, their back against the wall and a mug clasped between their hands. Kale recognized the symbol of the hourglass among the tokens in his pouch, a mark that belonged to one of Melos' Draw household members. His eyes locked onto the figure as he approached the bar, signaling for a whiskey from the bartender. The drink was served with a knowing glance, one that hinted at a shared understanding between them. "Who are you?" Kale asked, taking a seat across from the hooded figure. The air inside was thick with the smell of roasting meat and ale, but he detected something else, the acrid scent of smoke on the figure's cloak. "I'm searching for information about Melos' Draw household," he said, his tone level and direct. The hooded figure lifted their mug in a slow, deliberate movement, the liquid within sloshing against its rim. "I am Erebus," they said, their voice low and gravelly, like the sound of sand sliding down a dune. The flames from the fire pit danced across the figure's features, casting eerie shadows on their face. Kale leaned forward, his elbows on his knees, as he waited for Erebus to continue. Their gaze drifted away from Kale's, focusing instead on some point beyond the fire. "Melos' Draw household is complicated," Erebus began, their words measured and cautious. The air was heavy with the weight of their unspoken thoughts. "She seeks balance, as do we all, but her methods are unconventional." Kale's grip on his mug tightened, a cold draft escaping his lips as he processed this revelation. Erebus leaned in, their voice dropping to a whisper. "There's something within the household, something that moves unseen and feeds on the shadows. It hungers for balance, too, but its appetite is insatiable." Kale's mind was a maelstrom of questions, his thoughts racing with the notion of an entity consuming darkness. He set his mug down, his eyes locked onto Erebus, searching for confirmation or misdirection. The hooded figure pushed back from the wall, their movements economical and precise. "We've seen it, felt its presence," Erebus continued, their words spilling out like a slow-moving river. "It has taken pieces of us, stolen our memories and fears, feeding on our shadows." The fire crackled, casting an eerie glow across Erebus' features as they rose to their feet. The room's patrons began to murmur among themselves, sensing the tension between Kale and Erebus. He stood up, his eyes never leaving Erebus, his mind racing with the implications of what he was hearing. "What do you know of Aria?" Kale asked, his voice low and urgent. Erebus' gaze flickered towards him, their expression unreadable in the fire's glow. "I know she's one of its victims," Erebus said, their words laced with a deep sorrow. "I saw her before she was taken." Their eyes dropped, as if searching for something lost. "She asked for forgiveness, but it's not that simple. The thing within Melos' Draw household, it devours our shadows, and in doing so, it changes us." The fire pit's flames danced higher, casting an intense glow across the room as Erebus' words hung in the air like a challenge. Kale's thoughts turned back to Aria's plea for forgiveness, and he knew he had to act quickly. He could no longer afford to second-guess himself or seek absolution for Melos' Draw's sake alone. The tokens in his pouch seemed to press against his leg, urging him forward. With a swift movement, Kale stood up, his eyes locked onto Erebus. "I need more information," he said, his voice firm and resolute. "You have seen this thing. Tell me what you know." Erebus' eyes refocused on Kale's, their gaze piercing as they took a step closer to him. The fire pit's flames danced with renewed ferocity, casting eerie shadows on the walls. "It feeds on our darkness," Erebus began, their words barely above a whisper. "We've lost count of how many have been consumed. Some say it was born from the very fabric of Melos' Draw power, a manifestation of her own shadow." The hooded figure paused, taking a slow sip of their ale as Kale's eyes narrowed in suspicion. "You're part of Melos' Draw household," he stated, his mind racing with connections and theories. Erebus nodded almost imperceptibly, their eyes glinting in the firelight. "We've lost our memories, our skills, and sometimes our very souls." Kale's grip on his mug tightened, a cold dread creeping up his spine as he processed this revelation. Erebus' gaze drifted towards the shadows beyond the fire pit, their voice trailing off as they spoke of their own losses. I remember fragments, moments from before I was consumed. The taste of smoke and ash, the feel of darkness clawing at my skin. Kale's thoughts recoiled at the description, his mind rebelling against the notion of such a horror existing within Melos Draw household. He pushed back his chair, the wooden legs scraping against the floorboards as he stood up. I need to see this place for myself, Kale declared, his voice firm and resolute. Erebus nodded once more, their movements economical and precise as they pushed back from the wall. Be careful, Kale of the Black Rose Order, they warned, their eyes glinting with a warning in the firelight. Melos Draw household is a labyrinth of shadows, and you'll not find your sister without facing the darkness head-on. With that, Erebus vanished into the night, leaving Kale to ponder the gravity of what he'd just learned. The taproom's patrons had dispersed, leaving only the bartender and one hooded figure by the fire pit. The flames still danced high, casting flickering shadows on the walls as Kale stood up, his eyes fixed on the door. He took a deep breath, the air heavy with the scent of smoke and ash, and stepped out into the night, the tokens in his pouch weighing heavily against his leg. He navigated through the narrow streets of Ashenhaven, the city's buildings looming above him like sentinels. The wind picked up, carrying the whispers of the town's secrets on its breath, but Kale's focus remained fixed on his destination, Melos Draw household. He'd spent years tracking her movements, studying her rituals and incantations, but nothing could have prepared him for what Erebus revealed. As he walked, the city's soundscape shifted from the tavern's raucous laughter to the hushed murmurs of passers-by. Kale's hand instinctively strayed to the tokens in his pouch, his fingers brushing against the familiar shapes and symbols etched onto their surface. The touch was calming, a reminder that he had allies and resources waiting for him in the shadows. The wind died down as he approached Melos Draw Estate, the buildings growing taller and more ornate with each step. Kale felt a creeping sense of unease as he navigated the estate's entrance, his hand on the hilt of his sword at his hip. The doors swung open, revealing a dimly lit hallway that seemed to swallow him whole. A figure emerged from the darkness, their face shrouded in shadows. Welcome, Kale of the Black Rose Order, they said, their voice like a cold breeze on a winter's night. I've been expecting you. The words sent a shiver down his spine as the figure beckoned him forward, into the heart of Melos Draw labyrinthine household. Kale stepped across the threshold, his eyes adjusting slowly to the dim light within. He was met with a sea of hooded figures, their faces obscured by the shadows. Their silence was oppressive, weighing heavily on his shoulders as he moved deeper into the estate. The air inside reeked of incense and something else, something sweet and decaying, like rotting fruit. A faint memory stirred within him, a half-remembered ritual from Melos Draw dark past. Kale's mind recoiled at the recollection, his thoughts racing with the implications of what he'd stumbled upon. He pushed aside the doors leading to the inner sanctum, his hand on the hilt of his sword tightening in anticipation. As Kale stepped into the inner sanctum, he was met with a sight that made his blood run cold. Arya sat in a lotus position on a stone pedestal, her eyes vacant and unseeing. Her skin was deathly pale, her hair disheveled, and her presence seemed to be different. The air around her pulsed with an otherworldly energy, like the gentle hum of a harp string. Erebus' words echoed in Kale's mind, it devours our shadows, and in doing so, it changes us as he took in Arya's altered appearance. He approached her slowly, his footsteps quiet on the cold stone floor. The hooded figures parted to let him pass, their faces still shrouded in darkness. Kale reached out a hand to touch Arya's shoulder, and she didn't flinch or react. Her eyes remained fixed on some distant point beyond the wall. Arya, he whispered, his voice barely audible over the thrumming energy emanating from her. Arya, can you hear me? He received no response, only a faint tremor in her shoulder as if she was being held by an unseen force. Kale's grip on his sword tightened, his instincts screaming at him to protect his sister, but he knew that wouldn't be enough. The energy surrounding her seemed to be growing stronger, like a storm building on the horizon. A figure emerged from the shadows behind the pedestal, its features illuminated by flickering candles set into the walls. Melos' straw eyes gleamed with an unnatural light, her gaze fixed intently on Kale. "Welcome, brother," she said, her voice dripping with false warmth. "I've been expecting you. You're just in time to witness the next step in Aria's transformation." The air was heavy with an expectant silence as Melos' straw gaze never wavered from Kale's face, her eyes burning with a power he'd only seen in dark corners of his past. He took a step back, his hand still extended to Aria, but the hooded figures closed in, their presence a physical barrier between him and his sister. "What have you done to her?" he growled, trying to keep his anger in check as he strained against the crowd. Melos' straw smile was a whispered promise of sweet nothings on a summer breeze. "I've given her the gift of Melos' straw power," she said, her voice weaving a spell of persuasion that made Kale's skin crawl. "She's been chosen to be our vessel, our key to unlocking the secrets of the darkness." The words dripped with an otherworldly honey, but Kale saw through the facade, his mind racing with the terrible truth. Aria was being consumed by some monstrous entity, one that fed on their shadows and twisted them into dark reflections. He took another step back, his eyes darting between Melos' straw and Aria, searching for a glimmer of recognition or sanity in her vacant expression. A cold dread crept up his spine as he realized the full extent of what Erebus had warned him about. This was no simple case of possession or manipulation. Aria was being transformed into something new, something that would serve Melos' straw dark agenda. The hooded figures shifted around him, their faces hidden in shadows, but Kale sensed their eyes fixed on him, waiting for his next move. With a sudden burst of defiance, he shouldered aside the nearest figure and strode forward, his sword flashing in the dim light as he advanced towards Melos' straw. "You've gone too far," he spat, the words venomous with hatred. "I'll take Aria back, no matter what it costs." The air seemed to thicken around him, the candles on the walls flickering wildly as if reacting to his intent. Melos' straw smile never wavered, but her eyes gleamed brighter, like lanterns lit by a fire that burned within. "I'm afraid that won't be possible," she said, her voice dripping with amusement. "You see, Kale, Aria has changed. She's no longer the same girl you once knew." The words sent a chill down his spine as he saw it then. The dark energy around Aria pulsed brighter, coalescing into a shape that seemed to defy the very fabric of reality. It was as if she'd become a living shadow, her form twisted and distorted by Melos' straw dark power. Kale stumbled back, his eyes wide with horror, as the air around him began to thicken with an otherworldly presence.